Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, Irish universities haven't made the top 100 in world rankings again this year, with the country's best performer, Trinity College Dublin, slipping from 104th place to 180th place. The research cited crowded classrooms and limited research capacity as key factors preventing Irish colleges from performing better. Well, we're going to talk about this now with Joan Donegan, who's General Secretary of the Irish Federation of University Teachers, and with John Walsh, former Special Advisor to Education Minister Rory Quinn, journalist and columnist. Joan, you represent university teachers and lecturers. What is your take on today's news?
Well, first of all, I suppose IFUD would see international university rankings as being a deeply flawed measurement of third level colleges. They are produced by commercial organisations which sell their expertise onto other organisations, and they do ignore key aspects of college life such as quality of teaching and learning. And the science behind some of the indicators are suspect at best. But I suppose we can't but look at how some of the universities have fallen with regard to the rankings. And I suppose specifically you've mentioned Trinity College.
I think I said 180th, it's 108.
108, yes. I mean, 10 years ago they were listed as 43rd in the rankings. So to go from 43rd place down to 108, I mean, that's a substantive change.
That is phenomenal. And the same measurement presumably is being used over the course of these rankings. So what happened?
Well, the ranking measurement, as I say, is suspect. It basically is more on research than any other elements within the university sphere. And they don't take teaching and learning into the calculations when they're looking at this. But when you see such a substantive drop, you do have to ask what is happening. And I suppose from the trade union's perspective and from IFUD's perspective, I see as a practitioner on a daily basis, you know, the stresses and strains of our own members with regard to their capacity to cope with bigger classes, higher student numbers. Obviously, the staff numbers haven't increased in comparison to the increases in student numbers. And of course, the biggest single issue for us is funding and investment in higher education.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that, Joan, in a moment. But John Walsh is with us as well. And John, I'm sure you'd agree with Joan about the methodology, but it is the way it's done. In your view, do these rankings matter and why?
They do matter. I mean, Joan is quite correct. It's a very flawed system of measuring the value of university, and she's quite right in that regard. And one of the worst aspects of them is that the system can be gamed, and it is gamed by some of the universities, particularly when it comes to research. And so your research value is often measured by the number of citations you have, and there have been instances of citations multiplying, even academics quoting themselves in peer-reviewed publications. They're gamed in other ways as well. But for all that, they are taken seriously.
Takes them seriously? Is it when someone considers funding a university, or someone considers bringing their research to a university or studying in a university, that this is their go-to?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, some years ago I went to China with one of those fairs where students and some staff were looking at coming to Ireland and other countries. And they wanted to know where Irish universities were in the rankings. Mm. For the really bright students, they know that they're flawed, but they know that a university that has a good ranking will have a good reputation abroad. Similarly, investors in boardrooms in America and in London and elsewhere do look at rankings as an indication of how seriously a country is taking its investment in university education. There is increasing competition from universities in other countries. Governments recognise that they have to have universities in the top 100, preferably, or even higher, and they're investing accordingly. We're not doing enough of that.
Yeah, and we're back to investment again, Joan, and you were touching on that when we started. But while we've had a fall in the rankings for Trinity and for UCD, did UCD? Yes, it's gone to 185. But then you see NUI Galway moving up a place. Now, they're quite low down, I suppose, anyway. UCC is at 310th, but it's up 28 places. And why some are falling and others are either staying level or climbing a few numbers?
Yeah, well, I think if you look at those figures, you're right, NUIG has gone up, UCC, and UCD has actually gone up 8. But Galway's just gone up one point, UCC 28 and UCD 8. So they are marginal. I mean, the three that have gone down, Trinity, DCU and UL, again, 4 for Trinity, 7 for DCU, and Maynooth University has stayed the same. So you could more or less say, you know, really nothing has changed. 3 gone up, 3 gone down, and 1 the same.
So where do you need the funding from? What are you proposing? Are you talking about fees from students? Are you talking about increased government funding? Should we be out there talking to philanthropists and looking for endowments? What is it?
Well, a report is already being commissioned and completed by Peter Cassells.
Oh, so that's years ago now.
That 2016, yes. And, I mean, it then went to the Oireachtas Committee to examine that and to come out with a finding. I believe they have been doing good work. We've checked in with them about that. But then when it comes back to the government, there has been no decision yet about how we move forward with regards to funding.
John, were you still with Ruairí Quinn when that report was commissioned? Was that in your time?
It was indeed, yes. And Peter Cassells did a terrific job, not just on the final report.
Was anything implemented out of that report?
Very little of
it.
I mean,
what was the fundamental point of that report? Was it that we need to return to university fees?
It put forward various options. It looked for an extra 600 million by 2021 and an extra billion by 2030 in recurrent funding, apart from a lot of capital investment. But the can has been kicked down the road. It's very badly dented at this stage and was kicked down the road again by Richard Bruton, who when he was minister, and a loan scheme has been looked at in detail how that would work. The loan scheme is a big political
decision.
There's
a lot of resistance to it.
There's a lot of resistance to it, but there's also a lot of resistance to people paying him more taxes to fund university education. But something has to give, because increasingly foreign direct investors, I think, will be less attracted by corporation tax issues, particularly as they're coming under strain, and tax issues. They'll be coming here to invest here because of the quality of
the research and the lecturers and the scientists that we have in our colleges. But are we getting, Joan, are we attracting international lecturers, international academics? Are we attracting them? And are we getting more of them? Are they looking at us perhaps because of Brexit?
Well, certainly we are getting them. And I think it's because of the crisis in funding that universities have had no other option but to try to attract foreign students into Ireland. And the highest number are coming from Asia and then North America and then Europe. So that's definitely happening. But I suppose for IFUT, we are concerned with the type of contracts that are now being issued to our members. They're precarious contracts. There's certainly quite a number of employees.
I know, and that's a trade union issue, but how does that affect the rankings of the universities?
Well, I mean, if you have a situation where, you know, workers are unhappy in their workplace, that does have consequences. Now, in fairness to them, they are under huge stress and constraints at the moment. And a recent quality QQI report did say that there were problems, but it was down to the commitment and loyalty of those employees that were managing the situation.
Okay.
But our concern would be, you know, how do we keep moving forward when student numbers continue to increase? And how are we going to, deal with the situation where we're just holding it together? Surely, if there isn't something done soon, that we will be at breaking point. And that's what's going
John,
to happen.
John, fundamentally, is it money?
I feel it is. particularly because of the challenge of the demographic bulge that's working its way through second level education, second level schools, and is going to come out, and those students are going to be demanding places in higher education and further education.
All right, more to come. Joan Donegan, General Secretary of the Irish Federation of University Teachers, thank you. And John Walsh, former special advisor, journalist and columnist, thank you for coming into us.